Oké, Shalom Aleichem. Let's take a look this week at the title on top of the source sheet is The Secret of Bracha. I think this is a bandied about expression. In our days, you know, do this, you'll be Zocher Bracha, do this Zgula, do that Zgula. Go here, go there. Let's see the source of the Torah, and maybe we'll get down to fundamentals. That's not to say that there aren't things that are skuli, that do have certain qualities to them. But let's deal with the fundamentals, and then afterwards we'll see what else we'll be doing to be Zocher Bracha. Pasuk says, Daber al Aaron vel bonav lemor kosev achuas bnei Yisrael amor lahem. Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim. The quintessential bracha in the Torah. One section of Klal Yisrael, the Kohanim give to the rest of the Jewish people, etc. Let's examine the first pasuk. Kosev achuas bnei Yisrael amor lahem. The word ko and the word Amor Lahem. The two words, I should say, Amor Lahem. So first of all, Ko Sivarchu. Says the Rashbam, Ko Sivarchu es b'nei Yisrael, Klomar, Lo Sivarchu mibirchas pihem, Ke Adam she'omer tvuos, Tavos l'rosh ploni, Kach v'kach, Ela elai tispalalu shavarchem. In other words, the Rashbam is dealing with the word Ko. This is how you should do it. This is how you should do the bracha. Don't give the bracha yourself. Again, the Rosh Rama is being Varsh al the Pshat, the way he understands it. Don't give the bracha yourself, rather give the bracha in the fashion of a form of a tefillah that Hashem should bless the Jewish people. And so it's Yivrechecha Hashem, it's the third person, right? So Hashem is being Mavarach, Hashem is being Varsh. That's the way the Rosh Rama understands it, Al-Pi Pshuto. Fine. Rabbeinu Bachye, again, let's deal with the Pshat. Rabbeinu Bachye says, "Kosev varchu es bnei Yisrael, al derech hapshat ki inyan ze tivarchu." The word "ko" means like this. This is the way you should do it. V'chein v'chos asera lahem l'taharam. This is what you should do in order to be mitire them. So first the Rashbam, next Rabbeinu Bachye. Both they've told us, "Mederech hapshat," what the "ko," the word "ko," like this, is referring to. See a little further. Says Rabbeinu Bachye in another parish, Valderach Medrash, Kos Varchu, Matzalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brachos HaKohanim B'matona, Shiyeh Koach B'yodam L'Vorach Es Yisrael. This is already Derach HaMedrash, Derach HaDrash. The Ko, right, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given the Kohanim the ability to be Mevorach. So what is that to his Ko? The ko, remez actually, to one degree or another, yeah, the ko is chafei, 25. The kohanim are beneficiaries of 24 matnos kehuna. Right, Truma's Meiser, Reish Zagez, what do you call it, Zorah Chaim Akeva, etc., all those things. 24. This is the 25th. Now, the different ways they understand this, I mean, this Chazal, this Medrash, is brought down by a number of Farshim. However they want to explain it. But the simplest explanation, certainly the way the Rabbeinu Bachye brings it on face value, is that the Kohanim have to realize the ability to be Mevorach Klal Yisrael, that too is a Matnas Kehuna. That's also a gift. It's a gift to be able to be Mevorach Klal Yisrael. Okay? It's true. It's not something temporal that one can put in one's pocket or put in one's mouth. It's not like Shuma, not like Shuma Spicer in that sense. And again, there are those who are not Mefarshim this way, but Kacha Ani Choshev. And I think this first of all begins to broaden the horizons for us of this idea of bracha. This introduction, according to the Rabbeinu Bachya, is Perish Api HaMedrash, that the Kol, the reason it says Kol, Kol is 25, to tell us that the ability to mevarach the Jewish people is in itself a gift. It is another Matnas Kahuna, albeit different from the other 24, but nonetheless a gift. Fine. Before we go on to the next section, which will also deal with Kol and a few other things as well, we need to have an introduction. We say every day in Birkos Kriya Shema, Tov Yatzar Kavod Lishma. Now, I think if you read it quickly, you tend to read it, Tov Yatzar Kavod Lishma. God created, obviously he's the subject here, God created, right? Tov Yatzar, he created good. Kavod Lishma, this is honor to his name. And we just keep on going with the flow. But the Gaon, the Gra says, that's not the way to read it. You read it like this. Tov, kama, psik. Yatzar kavod lishmo. Hashem is good. And as a function of his goodness, he created the concept of honor to his name. This is a fundamental of all fundamentals. For all of us that, unfortunately, sometimes turn our eyes heavenward and say, you know, like, what do you need all this for? Like, do we have a problem of cognitive dissonance here? God forbid. Right? Is there a problem with self-concept? Excuse me for the blasphemy, but really, when you think about it, right? Sometimes people think this, you know, like, why? Why does he need all this? Says the Gaon, says the Vilna Gaon, says the Gra, this phrase in Birchas Kriya Shema Tov, Yatzar Kavod Lishmo, is answering this idea for us. Hashem is good. He wants to give, and a function of his goodness, of his rotzon to give, Yatzar Kavod Lishmo, he created the concept of honor to his name. I'm going to elaborate on this just a scooch. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Nun, Kel Elokim Hashem Dibe V'yikra Aretz Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o. Kel Elokim Hashem. Kel is the name of Hashem that is associated with Chesed. This will be useful for us a little bit later on. It also means, literally means power. As Lavan said to Yaakov when he caught up to him in Har Gilad, he says, Yesh La'el Yadi. Ele Haaretz, the powerful ones of the land. Yeshla El Yodi, I have the power in my hand to destroy you, except that your God came to me last night and said, I did not touch you. So, Kael is immediately associated with Chesed. Hashem, Kael Rachum V'chanan. It's the meat of Hashem associated with Chesed. And yet means power. To us, that seems almost paradoxical. But it's not. Because the source of all the expression of every koach is Hashem's will to give. Why? Kacha. That's his rotzon. He wants to give. Why? Don't know. Why do you like pizza? I don't know. Is it the sauce? Is it the cheese? Is it the oregano? Don't know. Right? Kacha. That's his rotzon. We understand what Hashem is trying to tell us. We struggle to understand what he tells us. Why Hashem? We don't know about why is the one Hashem. Only what he teaches us. Kel Elokim. Elokim is Midas Adin, as we see in the beginning of Bereishis. Bereishis bore Elokim as Hashamayim as Haaretz. Midas Adin. Rashi there tells us immediately that later on in Parshas Bereishis we see Hashem Elokim, Yudke Vavke, which is the name associated with Rachamim. Rashi tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Olam B'machshava. The Vroas Olam Emidas Havdin, Rosh Eini Yechol Yiskayim, V'shitiv Yom Emidas HaRachamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, his machshava, was to be bore the Olam Emidas Havdin. He saw that it couldn't be Miskayim, and therefore he joined it together with Emidas HaRachamim. Now, unfortunately, we tend to live with the understanding of this Rashi from second grade, And we either gloss over it, or it bothers us, or we try not to think about it, etc. Hashem changed his mind? And like, what happened? The plan was, he said, damn. Why didn't I think of this? It's not going to work. I'll fix it. This is like a patch. This is like an update. A Windows update. God forbid. Chas v'chalila. More than it's blasphemy, it's stupid. Hashem doesn't change. Doesn't make mistakes. Ella, the machshava, the deepest rotzen, is that we should be zocha b'din. Ra, the way it's seen on the outside in practical application, that's the difference between machshava, which is internal, and re'ia, which is external. Thought is internal, vision is external. Right? These are metaphorically being used here. Rosh in Yechol Yisrael, Shitiv Mamidus Rachmim. Rachmim, also for us to understand, doesn't mean any difference. You're okay, I'm okay, it's California. It doesn't mean that. Rachmim means there's something called tshuva. Rachmim means that perhaps the punishment won't come right away and give us the opportunity to do tshuva. Rachmim can mean that even when the punishment comes, it'll be parsed out in smaller packets rather than one, right, which would finish us off. Etc., etc., etc. Rachamim is a mitigation of din, not a nullification of din. Of course, you do tshuva, you then it's shach to totally nullify the degree in toto. Kael, the Ratzon Hashem is to give. How shall he give? The midas hadin, and others that we should deserve. Our souls, as he created our souls before he brought them down to this world, are basking on the spiritual Riviera. But it's a freebie. It is what the Chazal referred to as Nahama de Kisufa, bread of shame. Nahama is bread, Kisufa is shame, bread of shame. Because it's a handout, it's welfare, it's dole. You don't deserve, you just receive and receive and receive like an open maw. Feed me. When a person works for something, then he doesn't receive welfare. He receives a salary. He receives schar. That's called schar. Schar is payment for a job done. In that way, it's not bread of shame. In that way, Kaviyachol becomes more similar to his creator because he is creating. He's creating himself. He is making. Right, the raw materials that Hashem has given him, his soul, his physical body, and he is transforming it. He's giving birth to himself. Ela told us Noach, right? Noach ish tzadik tamim ayah b'darasav es Elokim yisalach Noach, says Rashi, when Ela told us Noach, told us Yoch Hashem Chan v'yafis, where we're talking about how righteous he is. Says Rashi, mikan she'ika told us some shel tzadikim ma'aseim. The main progeny of a person are his deeds, because it is through his deeds that he gives birth to himself. We could deal with this point endlessly. Remember it. It is a fundamental of all fundamentals. Hashem doesn't need, per se, anything. He created a system by which he made Kaviyachol, as it were, his presence in the world, his kavod in the world, his malchus in the world, his dominion in the world, dependent upon us. He created a system that's called Malchus Shamayim. Kavod. We see at the end above us. Kol Masha Bara Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Labra El Echvora. Everything Kodesh Baruch Hu created, he created for his kavod. We'd say, oh my goodness. Here he is telling us not to be egocentric, not to be gagadik, right? And the psukim, Hashem Malach Ki Yusavesh, right? Kol Masha Bara Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Labra El Echvora. Everything Kodesh Baruch Hu created in his world, he only created for his kavod, for his honor. Goodness gracious. Isn't this a classic example? Is do as I say, not as I do? Heaven forfend. Hashem needs nothing. Hashem's ratzon is to give. He is tov. But in order to give to us in the best fashion possible, in his infinite wisdom, right? Let's not second guess him. Unless we want to second guess our own identities. In his infinite wisdom, he created the concept of kavod. And kavod is always a bilateral relationship. There's the one who's receiving the kavod, there has to be someone giving the kavod. Ein melech b'lo am. There is no such thing as a king without constituents of a kingdom. Right? It's not real malchus. It's not real kingdom. It's not real kavod unless someone is doing it. And in that way, he has given us purpose. He has given us a job description. We bind ourselves to him through a lifetime of Torah, mitzvahs, ma'asim, tovim, amida b'nisayon, emuna, bitachon, etc. And through that effort, we give birth to ourselves. And that's the greatest gift he could give us. Not just existence, but a meaningful existence in which we deserve that which we will have. Because it will be schar, it will be payment, and not a freebie. This is a fundamental, fundamental, fundamental idea. We should accustom ourselves to it. Now, let's return to our topic. Close parenthetical phrase. Ko zivarchu. This is how you should bless the Jewish people, says the Bala Turim. L'hazkir schus v'ani v'anar nelcha ad ko. This is to remind us of the schus. The word ko, says the Bala Turim, is a remez to the source of our being deserving of bracha. The source of our being deserving of bracha is v'ani v'anar nelcha ad ko. Avram says, he left behind Ishmael and Eliezer. He said, I and Yitzchak, Nelcho, we go ad ko. And so too Hashem says to Avram afterwards, Ko yezaracha. Right? Ko yezaracha. It's the obvious, I should say. Ko yezaracha. Ko. So that's the merit, right? The gateway to bracha is our connection to Hashem. In this case, our belief, Avraham Avinu's, Yitzchak Avinu's, emuna bitachon v'Hashem. This is the secret to bracha. Because then a person is no longer marching according to the standard beat of the drum of this world. Where people think pragmatically, that doesn't mean you have to be not practical to be an Ovid Hashem. But the question is, what is the main right metronome of one's life? Is it the street smarts? Or is it Torah dictated rules, etc., methodologies, value systems. Aniva nar necha at ko, that connection through ko is the source of our bracha. Let's go a step further. Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, daber el Aaron ve'el banav lemor, ko zivarchu es b'nei Yisrael, amor lehem. Haklal hu, kach. The klal is like this, dinei. Habal Shem, Bal Shem Tov haya mochiach tamid es ha'olam b'zeh ha'pasuk. The Bal Shem Tov would always say, quote the pasuk, in Tehillim, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Hashem tzilcha al yad yeminecha. Interestingly enough, the Nefesh HaChaim also quotes this pasuk, and the explanation that he gives is from a medrash, he says, but the source of the Medrash is really is unknown. So it's interesting, both the Baal Shem and the Nefesh HaChaim. Right, two worlds are bringing the same pasuk and teaching a similar lesson. Dehainu, says the Baal Shem, says for Lady Yitzchak in the name of the Baal Shem, Dehainu kmo shehatzel ose masha odam ose kacha bori borachu kaviyachol ose masha odam ose. As you move your hand, so too the shadow is cast. Hashem is tzilcha al yad minecha. The way you are with Hashem is the way He is with you. Ulchach tzorech ha'odam lasos mitzvos v'litein stoko v'rachim alanim kidei shi'ase ha'borei borachu gamken imo tovos. As you are, v'midah she'odam modeid kad modedin lo. Hashem tzilcha al yad minecha. The way you are with the world, that's the way Hashem is with you. Do Torah, your mitzvos, you're coming as it were kaviyachol to give to Rabbono Shalom, to contribute to the system of Tov, Hashem is good, Yatzar Kavod Lishmo. When you contribute to Kvod Shamayim, right? When you contribute to Kvod Shamayim, then Hashem in turn, right? We're on the same team. Hashem is Messiah. He gives you bracha. Again, remember, the point of bracha in this world, like the Ramban teaches us in Parshas B'chukos, all the brachos mentioned there, before we get to the Tochacha, he says the goal of these brachas is not to give us reward for what we've done. Schar b'hai al-maleka. There is no reward in this world. This world is not big enough for reward. It's perks. Perks not just, you know, so you can, I'm on vacation, like, Hashem, don't look, right? It is the framework, it is the ambience of shefa, of plenty, that enables us to fulfill Hashem's will within this world without being preoccupied, right, concerned with how I pay the mortgage, how I buy shoes for my kids, etc. Again, there are many ways that Hashem designs people's lives, but the content of bracha is not a goal unto itself. It is a tool. So if a person, right, if a person is ko, says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, that's the idea of ko, like this. V'zeh peirush haposuk ko sivarchu es ben Israel. Dehainu shivarchu Israel kedei shiyeh laborei hu tanug mizeh. V'tiyu atem mashpim koviyachol v'abori borachu. This is the way. You want to give to Hashem. You want to contribute to Kvod Shamayim. Like this, Kosev Archu Zvenei Yisrael. This is how you should be Mevarech Klal Yisrael. The way they are with Hashem, that is the way Hashem will be with them. And therefore, Kosev Archu, with your hands stretched out like this. If a person is giving to someone else, his hands are facing downward. If a person is receiving, his hands are held upward. Kosivarchu es b'nei Yisrael. Teach them through the bracha that they should give to Kvod Shamayim, that's living a life of Torah, of mitzvos, of chesed, of emunah, etc., and in turn Hashem will give to them. Once again, the giving to them in this world is to aid them in their quest for connection to Hashem on an eternal level. If we wish to be mashpia upon the system of kavod, to contribute hashras hashchina, the divine presence, because that's the concept of kavod, shchina, the way He dwells with us, we calibrate it. That's why the Benavach himself in Parshas Vayeshev and other places, they discuss the idea of how the concept of Shechina, of divine presence, resting in our midst, is linked to the moon. as the lunar calendar. The moon waxes, the moon wanes. The moon grows, the moon, as it were, shrinks. To show that that is our relationship when we are functioning properly, Hashem's presence in the world is reflected, just like the reflected light of the moon. Right? It doesn't have its own light. It's dependent upon what it receives. So to Hashem's presence in the world becomes more spectacular, more revealed. And God forbid, when we're not performing properly, it begins to shrink. It wanes. In the same light, the Rupchitzer, right, the Naftolim Rupchitz, says, Kosuf Rechu, as B'nai Yisrael perish, Ki Hashchina Kedosha Shochenes Imanu Tomi Nikris Ko. He introduces to us the idea that Ko, right, is a remez to Shechina. Again, we understood before from Levi Yitzchak, the way we are with Hashem is the way He is with us. The moon, the lunar relationship, right? To receive reflected light. Tov, Hashem is good. Yatzar kavod lishmo. He created the concept of honor to His name. He made His presence in this world dependent upon the system called honor. And honor requires another party to give the honor. So therefore, the word ko is a remez, says the Rupchitzer, the Mid of Shechina. Al shalomedes osanu kach tasu veko yisnagu bavodosa yisbarach. This is what you should do. So in other words, Rav Levi Yitzchak told us, ko sevarchus ben Yisrael, show them, right, the way you're mevarach, the way you're mevarach, to show that you're giving to the system, and that in turn Hashem will give to you. Ko, says the Rupchitzer. Ko sasu v'chotis na'agu v'voras Hashem yizbarach shmo. Conduct yourself according to a world of Torah mitzvos. Ko sivarchu. From the world of ko, do it like this. Live it like this. Be like this. Like what? Like the system of the Torah. Chassam Sofer, for those of you that are perhaps a little bit nervous about all the Chassidish Torah, Kozef Achuz B'nei Yisrael Amor Lehem Perish Shleit Starach Levarchem B'Shum Bracha Yolch Rak Yomer Lehem Dvorim Amoshchim Leiv La'avodas Hashem. It's the same Shprach as the Rupchitzer, just same. It's the same concept, perhaps a little bit different terminology. Be'ov de Hashem. This is how you should do it. The source of your bracha comes from your ko. Do it like this. V'hanyu brechosam. V'ata ko in yivrechcha Hashem v'ofen shiye dvarecha nishmaim. V'ata rak v'samu shmi al b'nei Yisrael perish tadricheim v'ofen shiyizkare shmi al yodam. Ko. Like this. Yidolach, Jews, live the way you should live. Now the question is, where do you see it? In other words, we'll see when we come back to, right, when we come to the brachas themselves, Yirecha, Yair, Yasem Lecha Shalom, we'll see that that's what the Kohen is exhorting us to, trying to accustom us to a certain system. Live like this, and your bracha will come from Hashem. Live with these values, and your bracha will come from Hashem. And finally, just very briefly, once we've softened up the territory a little bit, with the Ramazim, with Chassam Sofer even, says Rabbeinu Bachya, "Oderach Kabbalah Kozuf Achu Milas Kohi Amida Asiris Shemitoko Misnabim Anavim Tamid." This is the Mida called Malkus. We just finished Sfiras Omer. Whether you do what you call it, Sfiros, not this, that, the next thing, etc. In Anloisic Ministoros, right? But these are just very fundamentals. The Mida series, the last Mida, Kavyachol, where Kosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia upon us, is called the Mida of Malchus. And that is the concept of Kavod. And that is what we call Shechina, how He dwells with us. And sometimes it's referred to as Knesset Israel. Different aspect, but Knesset Israel, the way Hashem dwells upon the Jewish people, the way His presence rests upon the Jewish people. The Kohen, like the bracha to Shevet Levi, Tumecha, Vurecha, Le'ish Chasidecha. The Kohen is meant to be the essence of Chesed. The Kohen brings the bracha down from the world, from the source of Chesed. Hashem's Ratzon is to do Chesed, is to give to us. And it, as it were, it fills up the midah of Malchus, of Kavod Shamayim. You hear? If you remember correctly, this is the encapsulation of Tov, Hashem is good, is Ratzon is to give. How is He going to give to us? He designed a system whereby His presence in the world requires our participation. He decided that. He didn't need that. He decided that. The function of His Tov is to create the concept of Kavod L'Shmo. Kavod L'Shmo. The concept of honor to His name. The concept of Malchus Shamayim. Malchus Shamayim. Not because He's in cognitive dissonance, and not because He's, God forbid, a poor self-concept, not because He needs to be reassured, but because in this way, right, after a person has lived a full life, it says on his matseva, nun lamed beis ayin, nifter la beis olam, he's taken leave of this world to go to His everlasting world that He built. Beis olamo. The olam that He made, His olam, what He did with His life, with His nurture, with His nature, with His unique talents, with His unique handicaps, with His strengths, with His weaknesses, as He traveled down the corridor of life, transforming events that happened to Him, the swirl around Him, some pleasant, sometimes bitter. But the way He deals with it through the lens of the Torah that generates Kavod Shamayim comes into contact with objects, money, sacramental objects, or perhaps profane objects which one needs to distance oneself from. The way He deals with it, once again using the great lens of the Torah that sanctifies that moment, that sanctifies that object, it sanctifies an experience, it sanctifies a relationship, etc., etc., etc. But how does this fit in, right? How does this fit in with the Nusach Birchas Kohanim? So let's continue. Emor lehem, right? Emor lehem, Kosev Achuas B'nei Yisrael, Emor lehem. Says Rashi, Shu Kulam Shomim. This is a lesson. Listen to Birchas Kohanim. It's not just, okay, fine, you gave me a bracha. I wasn't here. You gave me a bracha. Why don't the vibes work like that? And, you know, it doesn't in the world of, you know, what do you call it? The supernal universes. You know, you call down bracha. You gave me something special. What do you call it? And, you know, I got it. Yeah, I got a bracha. Wow, super. Did I listen? No. Did I pay attention? No. Did I try to understand? No. It doesn't make a difference. But I got a bracha. No! And more lamb should cool them, show me, say it. The choir have to say it so we can hear it. Because we need to think about it. And to the Kohanim, and more lamb, it's written with a vav, it's written mole, not alf mem resh, but written full with a vav. Mole, lo sevarch mechipazim behalus ele bekavona velev shalem. Just like we said before, remember, kosivarchus b'nei Yisrael. B'nabachye says, it's a matana. That you'd be able to be a participant in this process to give a bracha to the Jewish people, to teach the Jewish people through your bracha. The bracha and the teaching, two sides of the same coin, it's almost interesting, yeah? Tumecha v'urecha, leish chasidecha, and at the same time also, yeah? Yoru mishvatecha le'Yakov, Sroscha le'Israel, these are all part of the brachas to Shevet Levi, to Kohanim. Teach, v'varech. It's a schus, an incredible participant in this incredibly complex a splendiferous and eternal system. The Yalkut says, Amr Yishu Ben Levi, Minayin Shekosh Baruch Hu Mis'ava L'Brichas Kohanim. Shneimer V'Som V'Shmi Al Bnei Yisrael V'Ani Barchem. Kosh Baruch Hu Mis'ava. Taiva, what's Taiva? I mean, we usually think of Taiva, don't talk about that, it's also. Taiva means the desire to be involved in a process. This I learned from Moshe Shapir, Zech Tzadik V'Kodesh Bracha. Person is mis'avid to be involved in a process. Person has chemda for a goal of one sort or another. You're chomid a particular object, a particular whatever. But taiva is, it's not the object, it's a process you want to be involved in. Because Baruch Hu is mis'avid lebirchas kohanim. That the kohanim should understand what they're doing, and the Jewish people should understand that they should want to bless the Jewish people, that the connection in the Jewish people should be one of where our kohanim, our leadership in that aspect, wants to bless us. Bless us through educating us. And what is the source of bracha? Is bracha a goal? Or is bracha a tool? Nachas. We all want nachas. Yiddish and nachas. Is that a goal? Or is it a tool? We want the continuity of the generations. Torah, etc. In that sense, it is a goal, right? Which mind, in terms of our own feelings, of that warm, fuzzy feeling inside, that's only a tool. The goal is the avoda. Our avoda, the avoda of our generations, etc. Now let's examine the many different perushim to Yivrechecha, Yishmerecha, Yair, Choneka, Yisa, Semecha, Shalom, etc. But if we examine, I try to collect perushim, I don't think they're mutually exclusive, b'chalal not, but not necessarily from all the same source, in order to understand that if a person thinks about this is the way that Hashem is giving him a bracha, then perhaps in fact he'll understand the idea of Kosev Baruch Hu Bnei Yisrael, the participation in Malchus and Kvod Shamayim is the source of our bracha. Rechecha, she's Baruch Hu Nechasecha, says Rashi, temporal bracha. Rashi says on Yishmerecha, that Hashem should protect us from those who wish to take it away from us. But I think the point can be finer, more finely honed for us with the Or Chaim. The Or Chaim says, O Yirtz Yivrechecha V'lo Yisoviv Ra Me'abrach L'kederach Pentisba. The Or Chaim says, Yivrechecha, Rashi understands it, temporal bracha, Yisbaruch Hu Nechasecha. The Shmira is that it shouldn't mess us over. If our success is our undoing because we've stapled our thumbs to our proverbial suspenders, look what I did. Look how clever I am. Look what smarts. Look what connections, right? And then we take the money and we become haughty with it. That's our undoing. That's our absolute undoing. The Shmira is that the bracha, the temporal bracha that Kosh Baruch Hu gives us, we should know how to use it well, properly. Reish va'osher al titen li, says Shlomo Melech. Right? Hatrifeni lechem chuki. Either give me poverty or more than I can handle. Give me what I need in order to function properly as an Ovid Hashem. Different strokes for different folks. Some people need a lot, some people give a lot. Whatever. It's very relative. But Yivrecha, temporal bracha, what's the Shmira? Shmira is, it shouldn't be my undoing. It should be guarded. It should only be an aid to my Avodas Hashem, and not Chas V'Chalila, right? The destruction of my Avodas Hashem. Yair, Hashem Panav Elecha V'Chunecha. Yair, right? Yigales is a svarno inecha b'or panov lahabit niflos mitorosam emasav. Spiritual bracha. I should have clarity. Hashem should give me clarity. Yigala einecha ba'or panav l'habit niflos. Kovyachol, when the light of Hashem's face is, he turns to me and connects to me and I connect to him and now I see the world more clearly. Yair, I need that. Oh, don't we need that? Atachonin la'adam das. We beg Hashem's Baruch Hu, please give me das. Give me the ability to understand the reality within which I live. Das. Das, das. We can ask for Hashem, help me, you know, I don't know. Get an 800 in my GREs, I don't know. My MCATs, my LSATs, right, whatever. GMATs. But not Anatokodanam Das. Rachner Ali. Shmakulayim. Kai Bitzor, fine. Das is. Hashem, screw my head on straight. Give me the ability to relate to reality properly. Yo'er Hashem panav ilecha v'chuneka. V'chuneka. Says Rabbi Yosef B'chor Shor, Balitosis. Yishenos ni matona tova v'akol atzevim aleha. Chutz men anosin shenosna lo. L'chach v'chuneka shetala l'chein al ro'echa v'yismechu al tovoscha. Perhaps I'm using poetic license here. The chuneka is, you should have chen, after you've received this insight, you should have chen in the eyes of others. They should say, ah, yeah. It should reflect off of you as well. Someone has chen, the other individual wants to be in their presence. They want to absorb from them. They want to absorb the vibes from them. They want to receive from them. Is receiving, as it were, a greater degree of clarity, of eternal insight into the world, spiritual insight into the world, the way you see the world. It should come along with a dose of chayin that you can pass it on to others, that clarity. But if people look at you and they say, ugh, right? He's whatever. I have nothing with commas here. No interest in hearing or seeing what he has to say or to show. The passage of Torah is short-circuited. Torah is lululamed. Ya'er Hashem panav ilecha v'chuneka. And finally, Yisa Hashem panav ilecha v'yisem lecha shalom. This is the fail-safe mechanism. All this is good, but what happens if I mess up? Yisa Hashem panav ilecha yichvosh kaaso. Why should Hashem be, right? Kovish is kaas. Medrash says, after all, Hashem, don't you say that you're kilo yisof anim? I will not show favoritism. Medrash says, Kosh Baruch Hu Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Kishem Shem Nosim Li Panim. Kachani knows them panim. They maintain the connection with me even when things are not so understood. Ketzad, says the Medrash. This is exquisite Medrash. Kasavti b'sorasi v'chalta v'savata v'rachta. It says in the Torah, Sefer Dvarim, v'chus amazon, v'chalta v'savata and you should be satiated v'rachta. And Chazal metakein, that a filo on a kezayis or on a kebetza, a person benches, he's not full. They're misakein because we want to be connected through the act of birchas hamazon, even though it's not the full fulfillment min haTorah. So there's a chiyuv drabbanan on a kezayis ready to bench. It says the Rabbanu Shem, v'odam Yisrael Yoshev hu banu v'bnei veisu v'ein lifneim kedei sviya. There's not enough food to make everybody satiated. Innocently punning them, and yet they turn their faces towards me. We're connected, right? But you're not satiated. V'diktikul atzman ad kezayas ad kebeitz lafich hakis Hashem panav. That's why Hashem. Because the Jewish people, lehefech, the most important thing to them is the connection. Is it always understood what the methodology of the connection is? Why is this happening? No. We trust Hashem. We notice the funny to Him. We lift up our face and maintain our relationship with Him, even though we don't necessarily understand what's going on. Cheshbon Shemaim often hidden from us. Sometimes very often. So Hashem is not sefanim to us. Even when our behavior defies explanation on a spiritual level, He's not sefanim to us. And He gives us shalom, the greatest gift. In shalom, everything melds together. Shalom between internally in ourselves, that we shouldn't be fractured internally. Shalom between us, right? That we shouldn't be at odds with one another, but melding together for a common purpose. Shalom between us in the Borei. Like it says in the last Mishnah in Shas, Amar Rishimin Chalafta. The greatest kli machzik bracha. Because what is a kli? A kli is limited. Bracha, by definition, is ribui, increase. Increase. So how can you have something which by definition is meant to limit, to give structure, to something that's unlimited? Bracha, by definition, is constant increase. Beis, 2, reish, 200, chaf, 20, double. But when everything melds together, everything fits together with a shalom. Like the Chazal say, in the Mishkan, it was much smaller than the second Beis HaMikdash, certainly the Hordus built it, etc. The Chazal say, in comparison, when our love was strong, Klal Yisrael's connection to Hashem was deep and strong, we could be together like a husband and wife on the edge of a sword. And when our love is not strong, a bed of 60 garmidi is not big enough to hold us. Shalom. Internally, between the individuals in Klal Yisrael, between Klal Yisrael whole and the Borei Olam. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yaseh mecha shalom perish. Im sovu ma'asim. If we've done acts. Shevdilu. That has separated us and divided us from our source, from our Creator. Yisa Hashem ha-mavdil, Hashem will lift up that screen, remove it. Yisem lecha shalom. And He'll create with us once again shalom. The opposite of period of separation. The Quran are meant to say this to us, a morlehem, which we would call ram. They should realize, first of all, that they have a schus, that they're doing this, and they should make sure that we hear it. When we hear these brachas, we understand, right? What's the purpose of temporal bracha? How should spiritual bracha be received? And that Hashem's love for us is such, we are His people, we are His vehicle that carries His Shekhinah in this world. We'll bench even when we're not satiated, as it were, even when it's just been a kezias, etc., because we trust Him. And because of that, He will trust us. That even when we mess up, but He will not abandon us, He will not cast us away. He's waiting for us to help rebuild the relationship, and He will give us once again shalom. If we hear those brachas, then we understand, right? What is our source of bracha? Our source of bracha is to know that we are the vehicles of revealing Hashem's presence in this world. All of us together, each of us individually. Both concepts have to be true. Each person is unique. We all have to realize how desperately we need one another in order to be mashlim. Yisrael, says the Shlo, Yesh Shishim Ribo Osios LaTorah. 600,000 letters, root letters. 600,000 root souls. Everybody's got their letter. Everybody's got their part of a letter. Everybody's got their chelik. the ticket to bracha, real bracha. Hashem should give us the insight, the wisdom, to live according to what we learn. And may Klal Yisrael be the beneficiaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless, endless bracha in the sweetest of all fashions. We should see it all mekuyam, b'meher yaminu. Amen. Okay, have a good Shabbos.